founder and CEO of Rhoda Nur Fund, a refugee-owned and operated nonprofit NGO whose mission is to be an advocate for all refugees. And I am also a refugee myself, fled from Syria at the age of 14. I live in Turkey and I am a university student studying political science and international relations department in Turkey. I'm also a part of the Global Refugee-Led Network, for which I am speaking on behalf today. As all of you know, Turkey is housing more than 3 million refugees and had the highest number of refugees in the world. Let me put that in perspective for you. Imagine the entire population of Ireland or New Zealand or Denmark being refugees. This number is also higher than about 110 countries in the world, about half of the countries in the world. But refugees are not just numbers or data. One of the main things when we talk about data is that we forget that we are talking about a human, about people. Let's first humanize data. That is why we, as a global refugee-led network, want to see more refugees taking charge of what is happening to refugees. Fund collected and spent on refugee-related projects has to be transparent. Refugees and refugee-led organizations has the right to monitor and evaluate all implemented projects to ensure transparency and that the goals has been achieved. Refugees and refugee-led organizations can play a very important role in determining whether such projects are necessary or not, as they are first-hand data and information collectors. All stakeholders, UNHCR, NGOs, INGOs, has to make their financial reports related to all refugee-related projects available for inspection. We, as refugee representative at the Global Forum, we call on UNHCR and other stakeholders to support the establishment of at least one refugee observer seat on the UNHCR EXCOM and the Standing Committee. We call on UNHCR and regional institutions to work with us on creating a refugee-led advisory body that would inform their work on regional levels. We call all on all stakeholders to increasing the monetary and non-monetary resources to support the refugee-led involvement. Finally, we ask all stakeholders to make the refugee participation pledge a multi-stakeholders commitment to meaningfully engage refugees in all aspects of refugee policy making. I am happy to say that a number of countries, including Denmark, Canada, the Netherlands and Australia have already endorsed the pledge, as well as NGO, including DRC, humanitarian organizations, and the private sector. And I want to say that we did not burn as a refugee, and the conflict is not our fault. Thank you for listening.